What's up, everybody? Jeff Morris here, one of the pastors at North Coast Church on the Vista campus, and I'm here to bring you today's Daily Dose. We're talking about hidden gems that we find in Scripture. Now, recently I've had the opportunity to travel a bunch and partner with different ministries and speak in different churches and so on and so forth. And I mean, everything from, you know, literally the Frozen Chosen to the Crazy Charismatics. And it's been a complete blast. And within thinking about, like, all the different experiences I've had here in the last couple of months, like, what is the one thing that draws everybody together? Because different churches, different denominations, different movements, they have different ways of expressing our faith that we have. But there is one thing that holds us all together, and ultimately that's Jesus. And it's Jesus with us. And this is something that we see here with Moses in Exodus chapter 33. And this is honestly, over the past probably couple of months, been one of my favorite portions of Scripture. Now, this is, for context sake, what had just happened is Moses was on the mountain with God. God gave him the Ten Commandments, a bunch of other stuff. Moses comes down, he finds the Israelites worshiping a golden calf, and like, Moses trips out, God trips out, God's like, I'm gonna kill all these people. And Moses is like, God, you ain't gonna kill them all, quit playing. God's like, okay, I'm gonna kill them. But then they go into this conversation, and Moses says this. He says, look, if you're pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. And then the Lord replied, listen to this, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up out of here. For how will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? What else will distinguish us from all the other people on the face of the earth? It's God's presence. It's that simple. It's God's presence. I mean, we think like, well, what differentiates us is, I mean, again, remember, he's speaking to the Israelite people, the Hebrew nation. Well, what differentiates them is, well, the festivals they hold and the fact that they don't worship idols and they have the covenant of circumcision and they're the Jewish people. But no, that's not what differentiates them. It's God's presence. So for today's context, it's not that we don't say certain words or won't watch certain movies or we don't listen to certain music or we don't hang out in certain areas. See, our morality does not differentiate us. Because if morality is what differentiated us, well, then there's other religions that are far more moral than we are and far more hardcore about their morality. No, what differentiates us is God's presence. And the fact that we're living in the New Testament era and Jesus has made his Holy Spirit available to us. That means that day in and day out, not only do we have his presence with us, but we have his presence in us. That means that our lives will look different. See, it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, let me turn there. It says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us keep in step. Let us move with the Spirit. Now let me just leave you with this thought, this word picture. See, when Jesus is baptized and he comes up out of the water, it says the Holy Spirit descends upon him like a dove. You know, like, woo, woo, dove. So anyways, so let's just pretend or imagine that the Holy Spirit has descended upon us like a dove and it's perched itself right there on our shoulder. Now, when we have, like, you know, if we're walking with the bird on our shoulder and we don't want to disturb it, we don't want it to fly away, we don't want it to leave us, that means that wouldn't you take every step extra careful? Wouldn't you move in such a way that was incredibly thoughtful of the dove that you were carrying? So shouldn't that mean that day in and day out, shouldn't we move, keep in step, think about, foresee where it is we're going as not to disturb God's presence in our lives and on our lives? So let me encourage you with this. What makes you different? Again, not your morality, but it's God's presence with you. And when God's presence is with you, that changes the way that we walk. It changes the way that we think. It changes where we go because we go with purpose because we're carrying God's presence. Have an incredible day.